Yo, 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 what's up everybody? How's it going? Welcome to another episode of the show. Thanks for tuning in. It's Mike from the Creative Insights Podcast. Is it getting harder for you to find success in your career? Or has your work become mechanical or just a routine? Well, so often we get away from the main reason we got into our business. And it can show up on how we communicate to our customers or the public. As Simon Sinek said, people are not interested in what you do, but why you do it. Your story can paint a picture of your business model and highlights your values. The result is that you can promote your brand better than any sales or marketing pitch. Today's guest on the show has a magic formula that guides business professionals to create a happier, more engaged and successful life at work and at home. Her name is Amy Vetter. She provides insights on how you can discover and align your authentic self and your inner talents with the work you do in order to live a more fulfilled and meaningful life. Amy is a CPA, yoga instructor, and also has her own studio. She is also a technology business executive. She won the Audience Choice Award for her TED Talk, Disconnect to Connect. She has written two books and created her own program. Well, today Amy gives you life-changing insights and actionable tools to live a more fulfilled and connected, successful life at work and home. So stay tuned. She's got an amazing story, sharing her wisdom coming right up. So here's the big question. How are creative entrepreneurs like us, who live in an ever-changing world, who need to keep up with all the latest trends and developments, how do we keep enjoying what we do to thrive and inspire others? That's the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Mike Reinhardt, and this is the Creative Insights Podcast. Hi, Amy. How are you? And welcome to the show. And thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for getting back to me on Instagram. And also, what I've seen from your profile on Instagram, that you have an amazing feed. And also, I visited your website. It also is really amazing what you have done. And also, you're a speaker. You wrote two books, and you have this whole program business set up called the B3 Method. Is that right?
Correct. Yes, it stands for Business Balance and Bliss.
All right. So, okay. So, Amy, can you? Why don't you tell something? What it is? What is the B3 Method? And what it's all about, and how did you create it?
Sure. So my background is I'm a CPA, had a traditional career as a CPA working in public accounting firms as well as internal, and also have been in corporate working in the technology field of helping software vendors that work with the accounting profession on delivering features that would help accountants in their work. And throughout that time, I was always very driven in my career and the goals that I had. And there was a moment when I was 32 that I really got stopped in my tracks when I became a partner in a CPA firm, which is something that I really wanted and I had worked really hard for. But when I actually earned it, I wasn't as happy as I thought I would be. And that really, took me on this journey of figuring out how do I create happiness in my life, where I'd never really tapped into that. I was just real focused on my career, my family, but not really on myself as you move into adulthood. So, I started yoga at that time as well. And really, yoga was one of the things that really helped me with my own transformation. And it can be anything for anyone. It doesn't have to be yoga. It can be art. It can be painting, whatever that is. But finding those outside outlets that really get you back to who you are. And that's when I really started creating this methodology called Business Balance and Bliss, the B3 method of, you know, all the business things in our life that really create the stress, the day-to-day stress, but what are the balance, the human tools that we have to better able deal with the things that are happening in our day so that we can create bliss or maintenance of happiness where, you know, really watching those shifts that happen to us throughout the day and figuring out what things that we can do to make sure that we don't let stress and deadlines and everything take over our life, where we are able to find that inner happiness.
Okay. So yeah, you really went on some kind of path to, you know, find yourself and to connect with yourself to what makes you truly happy and live a life with more purpose, I can say.
Yes.
So, okay. So, and yeah, so this was like 10 years ago or?
Well, I will be 45 next week. So,
yes. All right.
A while ago, but it's, you know, it's a journey. And just like anything, it's never over. It's just you keep learning about yourself and evolving along the way.
Right. And it's, what would you wish when you first know, when you started out, what would you wish you had known at that time?
Probably not to put so much pressure on myself. I think most people, you know, when you're getting out of high school, my son turned 18 today and I watch it in him as well. He's so driven into his future goals and you have this open field of things that you can go after when you start entering college.
Right.
But, you know, that really can start taking over you if you don't at the same time make sure that you are still not losing yourself in the process, not losing the things that you enjoy, that you love. And you find a way to still incorporate that into your life as you move through it.
So more enjoying the journey and so take time to, to reflect and as well as, of course, follow your passion, do what you like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I seen your website and you really have made like your own brand with your own program and so on. What are some of the biggest lessons from building your brand that you put into your brand later on? Did that evolve or did you start out?
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, I mean it. You know, I've always been a speaker and, when I started out as a speaker, it was definitely more technical and training. And over time, I think watching how people respond to the way that you educate and you start seeing them wanting more or them requesting more and, you know, you evolve. And I think that's with anything, with any brand work that you're doing or, you know, following your own career progression, it's important to be watching how people are responding to what you're putting out there and what they're asking for. Because a lot of times we want to go down a certain path with our business, but that's not what people want. And so you have to constantly be stopping and pivoting and figuring out what can you do that still is a reflection of what you want to put out there that will please the people that become your community, that become the people that are aligned with what you're trying to put out in the world.
Okay. So this B3 method, is that, you created it yourself and did that evolve over the years or did that somehow?
Okay. I had you know, originally, so it evolved out of my book, Business Balance and Bliss, but I would say the notion of it, I wrote that book probably, wrote it over and over again three or four times, because originally it was more of a memoir that I ended up changing into more of life lessons and figuring out, like, I wanted to create a methodology where people could learn from the stories that they were reading in the book. And there's stories of myself. There's also stories of other corporate executives as well, of how, you know, they've kind of gone about their career and still figuring out a way to build community, to build collaboration, to build that human connection. And I felt like putting a methodology in place makes it easier for someone to digest the information and figure out how to apply it to themselves. And that methodology has now become a through line, no matter what kind of content I speak about as a keynote speaker, whether I'm talking to women about collaborating together, whether I'm talking about technology disruption and how to put it into your business so that you can be a better advisor to your clients or to the people that you work with. Business Balance of Bliss has become that through line in all those topics, because it really, the methodology applies no matter what you do. And right. Then listening and responding to the community, people were asking, well, how do I actually do this in my life? How do I make sure that I stay on track? And that's what created the B3 Method Institute. And so with that, the members sign up and they get 5 to 10 minutes of content every Monday. It opens up for them. So it's not meant to be this fast process. This is meant to be reflective. Gives them a topic to think about, how it applies in their life, to journal a little bit about what they could do during their workday or at home to maybe apply it that week, set an intention for that week, and maybe even a mantra that they work it around. And then they apply it each day during the week to see how it feels. And then the next week, we give them a little bit more. But that's been a way to actually figure out, from the methodology, how do I actually create the application of this in my life?
Okay. So it's also more, letting people to disconnect more from technology and to
connect with themselves.
Connect with themselves. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and how do you use technology yourself to connect with people? Do you prefer more face to face, or do you still use technology to connect with people?
I would say technology is what's connected us through social media,
right?
You know, meeting people that you never would have met before. I use tools, the staff that works for me all live in other cities around the country. And so we use Zoom or Google Hangouts. We're always on a webcam, so that we don't lose that personal connection. I think when you don't have that video on, and sometimes people are very uncomfortable with video, like you have to dress a certain way or prepare a certain way, but you can just be yourself,
right?
On video. But it's really important to still look at each other and make that connection, even if you are remote and not in the same physical location. I would say technology as well, like we use Slack, which is a huge tool for collaboration, which helps to eliminate some of the emails so that you're not mm-hmm. drowning,
yep.
but also has been a great tool to help with connecting my team, so we feel like we're working together as if we're in the same office every day, even when we're not.
Yeah, definitely. I'm also a big fan of Slack, and it's easy to communicate in a group of people and to keep everybody up to date. So exactly. So today everybody is so connected to their screens and their phones, constantly checking mm-hmm. their messages and notifications. What do you suggest on how to develop a healthy technology practice to better connect with human beings?
I think it's really important when you do have meetings with people that you're either turning on the do not disturb of your phone or putting it off to the side so it can't be seen, or on your computer, you make sure the notifications aren't becoming distracting for you. Because the fact is, when we're not present in a conversation, we can miss the most important things that someone has to say, or body language or something that would give us a clue to something else going on with that person. And the other thing is, when we get distracted, whether we intend to or not, we make that person feel like they're unimportant, even right. when we may not feel that way, but they're sitting there, made the time to have that meeting, to have that time with you. And so when you're getting distracted by technology, it just creates a different experience for somebody, and they might not share with you everything that they intended to share.
Right. Yeah, it's also crazy these days if you see people in meetings checking their phone. And
yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah, also myself try to really keep myself focused on, yeah, what's going on, to become more aware of your surroundings and to really be present. I think that's really important. And you also talked about that it really changed your life when waking up in the morning and not checking your phone immediately.
Yes.
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things where you have to be very intentional about it. That, you know, one of the things that I have tried to incorporate into my life, and even though I'm a yogi and I do yoga many days of the week, which is a moving meditation, I'm not so great at sitting still and meditating. So that's been a thing that I know if I don't do it in the morning after I wake up, it's not going to happen.
Right.
So that's one thing of just really kind of setting my day. And it doesn't have to be a long amount of time. But if you know, like, okay, I'm going to get up right away and take some time to just see, tap into how I feel, what's going on, just observe, so that you can just level set and kind of start your day a little bit calmer than when you start opening a bunch of emails and social media, and that just starts getting you all alerted through the day without really kind of tapping into yourself first.
Yeah, I think that's really important first to take control yourself instead of your phone taking control over you, and especially emails and so on, because it can immediately, you should I guess you created some kind of habits that first you do your yoga or any other either meditation or whatsoever. So, and okay, so I think that's really important to start the day off right, because I think the mornings are the most important times of the day, where how you start eventually develops it matters how your day will be, right?
If
you start off right away checking your emails, checking Instagram and other notifications, it can put you in either a bad mood or whatever. But I think it's indeed important to take time for yourself.
Absolutely.
So and where do your where do you get your creativity from, your creative insights, setting up this program, this method, and so on? You also write blog posts and so on. You wrote a book. Where do you get your inspiration from?
I think, I've always been a person that has, I've always had creative outlets where I painted when I was younger. I played an instrument, violin and viola. And so, even throughout my life, I like stepping back and just kind of brainstorming and drawing that creative side of myself into the work that I do. And I think that's really important as a business owner, that you step back from the day to day, you know, once a week, once a month, whatever you decide, but to just come to a side of like, are we doing this right? Is there another way to do it? How do you bring that creativity from your personal side, whatever that might be, that you enjoy, and bring it to be innovative into your business, and make sure that you're always kind of pushing yourself to not get stagnant.
Okay. So, well, that sounds quite interesting, to really use your creative mind to do something completely different, like either music or painting. That's, I can definitely feel like that will help you to become more creative in other fields.
Sure.
All right. So what do you have planned for the future? What can we expect from you?
So I've got a new keynote topic coming out this year, which is all about going deeper into breaking these habits that we create in our life, and how do we go about that and doing that self-exploration. So that is called Disconnect to Connect, how to find that power within you to design the life that you desire. So I'm very excited to be launching that this year. It's a passion project, and definitely we'll be delivering some very personal stories around it. So you'll see more on that coming this year.
Okay. Well, that sounds really great, and looking forward to see your keynote, probably on YouTube or maybe even a TED Talk.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom. What URL can people find more information about you?
If you go to Amy Vetter, V-E-T-T-T, so it's V-E-T-T-E-R.com, so amyvetter.com.
All right, okay. I will also make sure to mention this in the show notes so people can find more information about you.
Great.
Well, it has been really a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to hear more about you. So,
thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, thanks so much, Amy.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. So, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast with Amy Vetter. You can find more information about Amy in the show notes, and I would love your feedback. Also wondering how you are trying to disconnect and stay focused. I'm currently doing this myself. Normally when I was waking up in the morning, immediately grabbing my phone, checking my messages, notifications and all this kind of things. But it's more important to focus first on yourself before letting your all this technology taking over our lives. So right now, I don't first immediately grab my phone, checking my messages. When I got up now in the morning, the first thing, as my alarm goes off, I get up immediately, take a shower without checking first my phone and messages. So it makes you getting more awake and waking up all your senses for a positive start of the day. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and we will have more inspiring guests coming up. If you haven't subscribed yet to my show, please take out your phone and subscribe to the Creative Insights podcast so that you don't have to miss another show. Once again, my name is Mike Reinhardt. I'm here to help you become more effective online and grow your business. You can follow me online everywhere as Mike Reinhardt on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, mikereinhardt.com. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.